Well, good Thursday morning to everyone. Welcome to another News in Focus program coming to you from Fayetteville, North Carolina. Despite the fact that many Americans continue to believe he's a Muslim, President Obama talked in depth today about the crucifixion and resurrection of Jesus Christ, perhaps his most in-depth discussion of the basics of Christianity since he took office. This is a news article coming to us from WND.com. WND.com posted 16 hours ago. The time is 7:42 a.m. Eastern Time, April 5th, 2012. In a few short days, all of us will experience the wonder of Easter morning, Obama said to a room full of pastors at the annual Easter prayer breakfast. And we will know, in the words of the Apostle Paul, Christ Jesus and Him crucified. Sounding like a preacher, but adding he didn't wish to give a sermon because he's always a bad idea to give a sermon in front of professionals, Obama continued. It's an opportunity for us to react on the triumphs of the resurrection and to give thanks for an all-important gift of grace. And for me, and I'm sure for some of you, it's also a chance to remember the tremendous sacrifice that led up to that day and all that Christ endured, not just as the Son of God, but as a human being. Well, this is utterly amazing. These are the words of someone who has been converted. Or, oh, we pray that that is true. I must be careful. I must be careful as we discuss this. Because obviously I do not know the man's heart. But what I do know is there is a significant disconnect between this Obama and other Obamas. Obamas that wouldn't even have the prayer breakfast. Obamas that do not attend church, but every so often. For like us, Jesus knew doubts. Like us, Jesus knew fear. In the Garden of Gethsemane, when attackers closing in around him, Jesus told his disciples, "My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death." He fell to his knees, pleading with his Father, saying, "If it is possible, may this cup be taken away from me." And yet in the end, he confronted his fear with the words of a humble surrender. "If it is not possible for this cup to be taken away unless I drink it, may your will be done." The president went on to talk about, so it is because Jesus conquered his own anguish, conquered his fear, that we are able to celebrate the resurrection. It's only because he endured unimaginable pain that racked his body, bore the sins of the world, that he burdened his soul, that we are able to proclaim He is risen. So the struggle to fathom that unfathomable sacrifice makes Easter all the more meaningful to all of us. It helps to provide an eternal perspective to what temporal challenges we face. It puts in perspective our small problems relative to the big problems he was dealing with. It gives us courage and it gives us hope. These are good words. You cannot argue with these words. It's unfortunate that there is such a disconnect between the consistency of policy and the consistency of application of biblical truth. It's absolutely unfortunate. We all have experiences that shake our faith. There are times where we have questions for God's plan relative to us, but that's precisely when we should remember Christ's own doubts and eventually his own triumph. Jesus told us much in the book of John when he said, "In this world you will have trouble." I heard an amen. Let me repeat, "In this world you will have trouble." "Amen," the audience exclaimed. "But take heart," Obama said to laughter. "I have overcome the world," he added as he received applause. We understand why he has, we understand that. We understand why he is, in fact, receiving applause. Those are good words. Those are glorious words. Is the president born again? Is the president a Muslim? Is the president a master politician? We don't know. We just don't know. That's just the fact. We don't know. Some declare that they know. Some say it emphatically. I may have said it emphatically in exasperation as I have reviewed an article or as I have reviewed a policy decision that the president is making. As I have reviewed his selective application of Scripture, right now he's referring to the death, burial, and the resurrection of Jesus Christ in great triumph. The article goes on to say, some WND readers are not thrilled with Obama's remarks. Jim Bivens said, "This man who claims to be a leader knows nothing of our Jesus. He wasn't a wimp. He was not afraid of the cross or death. He knew who he was. That's why he was troubled. How would you feel if you had to submit to execution by a bunch of ungrateful, wicked people? How would you feel if you had to submit to torture for people who did not care or understood what you were doing?" The reality is, the truth is, the union of deity and humanity, the union of divine nature and human nature into one being is a mystery beyond comprehension. So when our Savior grieves, when our Savior cries, when our Savior expresses all the emotions of humanity, we struggle at reconciling all this. For example, when our Savior is crying over the death of Lazarus and yet knows in a matter of minutes that he will raise Lazarus from the grave, one part of us understands that he's grieving with the sorrow of two sisters. Another part of us says, "What are you grieving about? You know that Lazarus will be alive in 20 minutes and that everyone will be celebrating and rejoicing." One part of us struggles at understanding the reconciliation of fear and whatever that means. And I don't have any easy answers for this idea, nor do I have understanding like the book of Hebrews talks about Jesus' learned obedience. These are difficult Bible references that draw together the humanity and the deity of Christ. Jeff Schuller writes, "This man says the same thing about the Muslim faith when he's in front of Muslims. He's a snake, a fake, and a fraud. Despite Obama's profession that he's a Christian, many voters, especially Republicans, continue to believe he's actually a Muslim." As WND reported last month, a new poll in Alabama and Mississippi found that about half of the likely GOP primary voters believe he's a Muslim. Skeptics have pointed to his Muslim father and stepfather, his Islamic training in Indonesia, and his statements that America is no longer a Christian nation and be considered one of the largest Muslim nations. The White House and Obama campaign, meanwhile, officially have maintained Obama is a Christian, sometimes citing his membership in the Chicago Church of the radical preacher Jeremiah Wright. Well, we're struggling. May the Lord's will be done in November of 2012, for it surely will be done. Pray for your president. Pray that these words are real words and that he is struggling with being a politician and a Christian. Perhaps that's what the case is. Or perhaps not. Perhaps he's a fraud. We don't know. Let's be clear, we don't know. The Apostle John gives us some good words to consider in 1 John 2:19. They, referring to a group of individuals that John and the church he was writing to would have been familiar with, they went out from us, referring to the local community of believers, the ecclesia of believers. They went out from us, but they, plural pronoun, were not of us, referring to the local community of believers. For if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. Continued. I bring this to your attention, for I submit to you that it will only be until the president is out of office that we will get a better understanding of who he is as an individual. Is he a follower of Jesus Christ? Is he a fraud? Is he an agnostic? Is he an atheist? Who is he? The Apostle John continues, but they went out that it might become plain that they all are not of us. Only until the president is out of office and in the years to come, where his words will not matter, and there will be no vote to garner, there will be no block of evangelicals to placate, only until those days will we have a greater understanding of whether the president is a born-again believer who is struggling with the reconciliation and application of his faith in a liberal, progressive, secular party, or is he in fact simply a master politician? You decide. Send me your thoughts at pastor@BereanBaptistChurch.org. This is Pastor Sean Harris, thanking you for listening. Have a great day.